Okay, so you have a small business that you need to market, but you're not a marketer. So now what? Where do you start and what are you even supposed to do? Well, meet Engie. Engie is marketing software that simplifies marketing for small business owners. You can plan, organize, and get your marketing out the door and in front of your next customers fast. The best news? Engie is turning one on May 8th, so you can make marketing way more manageable for yourself for only $19 a month for your first year with the code BDAY. But don't wait. This offer ends on May 31st. Season of the Pretty Okay podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Holman.
And I'm Samantha Welker.
And we have officially pulled the mics out of the closet.
Yep.
Dusted them off.
Literally dusty.
And we're back at it.
They got a good little hibernation there for the fall season.
Yes, and thankfully they still work because technical difficulties, sometimes you never know
if
your shit's gonna still be functioning. That's after a break.
Most things, I don't know if my shit's going to be functioning technology or not, but you know, here we are.
Here we are. So today we thought that it would be kind of fun since it's been like 6 months since we released an episode.
It has been since the summer. Yeah. Before baby.
Yeah. I mean, that's not like we dropped the ball. We ended the season.
We did. We let you know school was out. And then it was like, well, let's keep school out a little longer.
Yeah, school was out for the summer, then it was out for the fall, and it was out for half of winter, too. But, I mean, who doesn't appreciate an extended
break? It's a year-round school, okay? Weird-ass breaks instead of those regular 2 weeks off in winter.
Yeah, screw 2 weeks. So today we wanted to kind of catch up with each other, catch up with you, talk about, I don't know, how the year closed out for us and what we're going to hit the ground running on.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't make sense. What we're going to hit the ground running on when the new year starts. You guys, I have to remember how to talk. I forgot.
I know. It's like riding a bike. We'll get it.
We'll get there.
Because
we
are recording this prior to the new year.
Yes.
So when you're listening to this, the ball will have dropped. Confetti will be thrown. 2022 will be here.
Yes. And I will have been asleep since 9 p.m. and missed it all.
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, 9 p.m., that's stretching it. I am out by 8-ish these
really?
Days. I try. I try. Because inevitably I will be awake later.
That's true. You have a little human who wakes you up, unfortunately.
Very frequent intervals.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's start there. I had a baby.
That I just got to snuggle. He's very adorable.
Yes. So Milo was born in July, and he's awesome aside from the not sleeping shit. But, you know, it's kind of that 4 month sleep regression thing that is inevitable. Everybody kind of goes through it. But yeah, and I've just been enjoying his smiley, snuggly little face. He's got these long ass eyelashes.
He does.
And I'm really jealous, but he looks like a Gerber baby. Like, I'm not being biased here. He's really fucking cute.
He is. And, you know, he has this, like, I can't get over how tan he is, but he's not actually tan. He just, like, came out that way.
He has, like, an olive complexion.
Yeah.
Which you will meet my dad later because we're currently recording at my parents' house. Because grandma's got to watch the babies, right? Hello. So we're recording in my mom's office right now, but you'll meet my dad and you'll understand where the complexion comes from.
Gotcha.
It's my dad.
Okay. That makes sense. Because I was like, I mean, no offense, I'm the whitest half Filipino on the planet.
No, it's fine.
But
I got it.
It's like Milo's got a better complexion than I do.
He's tan. He came out the womb tan. He came out the womb tan with long ass eyelashes and with thick black hair. Which has dispersed over time, as it does for babies. But, you know, it's very different from Rocky, who was blue-eyed, blonde, still is as pasty as they come. Like me. Like his mom.
It's all good. So, but you've also had another big change.
I had another big change.
So many changes.
I know. Who thought?
changes. Yep. No, that was wrong. I screwed that up.
I was going to let it slide.
I was not. I'm
never going to let it slide. It's probably better so we don't get like a copyright infringement or something. There you go. It was intentional.
I vanilla iced that.
Yeah, you did. Never mind. I was going to go into a 30 Rock reference, but you still haven't watched it. I got a new job after my maternity leave, which that was the other thing. I took a maternity leave, if you remember.
Snaps for yep. maternity leave.
If you remember the last podcast we had, I was like, yeah, no, I'm not, you know me, I'm not going to really take a maternity leave. Well, Milo kind of had other plans. He ended up being in the NICU for a little bit, and then some stuff happened where it made sense to take that time and be home with him. So I ended up taking the 3 months. And then during that time, I actually ended up connecting with this woman, Heidi, who is the CEO for Solly Baby. And I ended up leaving Glitter Guide and joining Solly Baby. Coincidentally, Glitter Guide then closed. So Glitter Guide is no more. And now I have my Solly Baby family, and it's kind of perfect for this time in my life right now, you know, with my little human. But it's also, I've just been really happy and impressed with the team that I have there, because you and I both know that when you're someone who does all the things, it's easy to get all of the things put on your plate. But here, there are so many people who are good at what they do, and I don't have to do all the things. I can focus on a couple things. And it's been just like a game changer. It's amazing.
Jealous.
I know. I know. It's
so jealous.
You know, and it's not my business. That's the thing too, is I am working. I'm an employee for this company, which is like also a change as opposed to a partnership. But it's just kind of nice to have that. Like, okay, at the end of the day, I'm done and I'm not responsible for the business succeeding or failing, but I'm important. That was what I kind of wanted. I was like, I want something where I can be valuable and contribute, but also not solely have everything rest on my shoulders.
Yep. You don't have to like be the person that lies. Well, you're awake at 3 a.m. anyways.
I am, but I don't want to be working at that time.
You're not awake at 3 a.m. because of work. You're up at 3 a.m. because of the tiny human.
Yes.
But it is, I imagine, nice to not have that weight, responsibility and anxiety of being the business owner or the business partner.
Very much so. Yeah. Very much so. Yeah. And it's a bigger team than we had at Glitter Guide. You know, there's like an email marketing director. There's a copywriter. There's a creative director. There's all these people where I'm like, wait, I don't have to do that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Again, jealous.
So it's been great. And the team is remote, which is nice, you know, and but it is also based here in San Diego. So it's like I have the option of going up to the warehouse where the executive team is most of the time, or just staying home, which is what I kind of choose to do. But
I know at this point, who chooses to go to the office?
I don't know.
I wouldn't.
No. Unless I was like a sadist.
Masochist.
Oh, right. I always get those confused.
The sadist inflicts the discomfort, uh-huh, and the masochist enjoys it.
You pulled that out real quickly. You have some experience there.
No, but to everyone listening, don't forget that when I was in my grad program studying sociology, human sexuality was one of my areas of focus. So that's where that nugget came from. Not because I enjoy inflicting or experiencing pain on a regular basis.
Duly noted. So those are kind of my big changes. Had a baby, got a new job, loving said job. What about you? What's going on?
I mean, lots of the same old, same old. But then also some new things, because I am Taylor Cusick Holman, uh-huh, and I can't sit still.
Yes, fully aware.
So, I mean, everything is like same old, same old with the marketing consulting business. And I'm very thankful for that. SourceCo, we are purposefully like throwing some dust in the air. And mm-hmm, we're going to see how things settle, because unlike basically everyone in my corner of the universe,
I don't have children. I'm not creating children. I'm not raising children. But literally everyone else around me is. And with Sourced, we really just need to make a shift to make sure that the business still fits into everyone's lives.
Yeah.
Because motherhood is the hardest job, which is why I'm not doing it. It's literally the hardest job. So everyone needs a little bit more space and to refocus some of their, well, a lot of their energy into the tiny humans in their lives. So, I mean, coming 2022, everyone will have two or three children other than me. So it's like, you know, they can't do the 3 a.m. I'm worried about work kind of thing. Not that I do. I sleep like a rock. Not gonna lie. Sorry,
rub
guys.
That in my face.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I sleep like a rock. I sleep really hard every night, regardless of how stressed I am. It's kind of my superpower.
That's amazing. I'm so jealous.
It's not my husband's superpower. He's the opposite.
No?
Oh, my God.
See, Steven's you, and I'm Brett.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, so we're, like, playing around with the business model. I am, because I'm the childless one, I will be assuming more responsibility with that business, but that's fine.
Because you can do all the things.
I'm up for it. But I mean, we're almost 4 years in and I feel like I can give myself a pat on the back because I've gotten it to a place where it's a pretty well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
And it's not super hands-on.
And you're making money. You're not bleeding money.
No.
That's the thing. When you're a brand new business, you know, which 4 years is still pretty new.
Yep.
To be profitable is a win in itself.
Like, yep.
The biggest win.
Yep. I know. Even that first year, even though like we literally paid ourselves nothing that first year, we were still profitable because that's the beauty of an internet-based business.
Right.
Where you really don't have overhead.
That teeny tiny overhead. It's so nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, just paying for some subscriptions to software. Right. And that's pretty much it. So that's what's going on over at Sourced. And then, because I'm actually crazy, Brett and I are actively working on a startup.
Oh, you're going to tell people?
I mean, I'm not going to tell anyone what it is.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
I
thought this is a secret.
I'm just going to tease you all with the fact that I am working on a startup.
Don't try to get me to tell you. I am a steel trap.
Yep. I mean,
she didn't have me sign the NDA, but I'm a steel trap.
But Brett actually said the other day, he's like, Samantha should probably sign an NDA.
Tell him too fucking late. Just kidding.
Sorry, Brett. I mean, he's not listening to this, so, you know, whatever. But yeah, so I get to, it's nice because I'm using a different part of my brain.
Mm-hmm.
I am not an engineer. But I am responsible for getting the ideas out of my head and documented in a way that Brett and our partner can actually build them, which is a whole new practice for me.
Mm.
I've never had to do that before.
It's a special skill set.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's definitely not easy.
You have to speak like two different languages, I feel like, because you've got to speak developer and then you've got to speak like customer. And translated into that user experience. Yeah.
Yep. And
not that anybody knows what you're developing. I didn't give anything away, did
I?
Nope,
you did. Okay, good. I mean, you just stated like the facts of
Got it.
I have to get things out of my head onto digital paper so that people can write the code.
You better have me sign the NDA. I'm about to,
I'm about to blow it up. I mean, I learned that I hate wireframing. And if you don't know what wireframing is, you can look it up. I just fucking hate it.
I like wireframing.
I hate it so much. I will sketch something with an actual pencil and a piece of paper like nobody's business. But for some reason, I mean, wireframing is basically the same thing, but doing it on the like on your computer, and my brain shuts off. It's like doesn't know and how to.
Your hand needs to have some interaction with it. You need a tablet that you can
just draw. Yeah, because half the time I fought enough times with Brett. I was like, can I please just stop wireframing? It takes me 4 hours to do, like, nothing, produce nothing. But in 4 hours with a piece of paper and a pencil, I could crank through a bunch of stuff. So after more complaining than I'd like to admit, he finally gave me the blessing to, like, stop using this wireframing tool. But so it's just, it's a whole new world. And it's...
You are stretching your brain.
I'm stretching my brain. I mean, I turned up the whole brand for it in no time flat.
Sure.
I can do that.
In your sleep?
In my sleep.
Yep.
But it's fun and challenging to start something from the ground up again. And, like, with more experience than the first time and, the last time I've done it. So...
You have more tools in your tool case.
So many tools. Toolkit, toolbox, toolcase, all acceptable forms of the word.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, at some point, I'll let you guys in on the official secret of what we're working on. But until then.
Need to know basis only.
Yep. Samantha's on the very short list of people who actually know what the fuck I'm doing.
And I'm honored, to be honest. Honored.
Because I get to send her random text messages that say, does this make sense?
And then I respond to it at 3 a.m. Just kidding.
So that's kind of what's new and old and the same in my neck of the woods.
That's big new, though. And that's going to launch this year, ideally, right?
That's what our business plan says, that we're going to launch beta in July and actually launch in September.
This
remains to be seen. The minimum viable product scope keeps kind of creeping. So depends on if we can hold ourselves accountable to an actual MVP or if we get kind of crazy with it.
You are exactly who our audience needs then. You are in the thick of it.
Yep.
You are right there doing everything from the ground up, dealing with the sorrows and the troubles and the triumphs of launching a new business. Look at you.
Yep. Guys, like, don't ask me to put together a pro forma. That was Brett's responsibility. Because I don't do formulas in Excel sheets.
Yeah.
I literally don't know how.
It's not fun even for someone like me. Although, maybe Brett enjoys it.
I don't know if he enjoys it, but he's capable of it. So he did it. And if someone listening doesn't know what a pro forma is, it's basically like your good, better, best versions of what the numbers behind a new business can look like.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's so funny because to me, it is totally bullshit. Pro formas are bullshit because you're just like pulling numbers literally out of your ass. How many new customers do you think you're going to get in the first month? I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
we can take a guess. And then you plug it into this formula and then it spits out, oh, cool, like by 10 months out from launch, you're going to be a millionaire.
Right.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Such fake news.
Yeah.
So there are so many interesting, like, exercises that you have to go through in order to start a tech business when you're thinking maybe at some point you're going to get investors or whatever.
And that's why you would do the poor forma. Poor forma. Wow. See, it has been a while since we talked.
Yep.
I can't do it.
It's okay.
But that's generally why you would do that. You wouldn't, like, somebody who is just being a solo entrepreneur doesn't need to be cranking out those Excel spreadsheets. So if you're listening to this and going, what the fuck? Should I be doing this?
The answer is no.
Yeah. Very rarely.
Yeah. A simple, like, revenue or income goal is more than sufficient.
Agreed.
For most business owners.
Agreed. Yeah. Well, so 2022 is going to be interesting then. It's like, I don't know. I feel like when we left this in July, we didn't know all of this.
No.
Like, I mean, you were working on the project.
Yeah, but it was like...
But it was in its infancy.
Yeah, it was kind of loosey-goosey, but now we've like...
It is fleshed out.
It's fleshed out. It's official. Yeah, we have legal documents and everything.
Yeah, and I had zero clue that I was going to be starting a new job, which ironically is not ironically, but, you know, it's more the marketing side than the business side. Do you know what I had to do my first week? I had to make reels.
That's right. I remember getting a text message about it.
I still have not downloaded TikTok, even though I need to. At this point, I need to because our growth marketing director wants to put a TikTok strategy in place because there's a growth marketing director, which is amazing. I don't have to do anything with paid ads.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, I guess I need to download this.
Yeah. I have it, but I don't use it. Yeah.
So, you know, for all of the shit that I've talked about Reels and TikTok, now here I am. But you know what? They weren't applicable in my previous job. I have been making my own for Pasta Daddy.
Yes,
that was to practice
yes.
for my job.
Your Pasta Daddy ones, sometimes like they go viral in no time.
And that's the thing. I don't understand how they go viral. I really think it's like the song choice.
Interesting.
Yeah, because like that seems to be the only reason, like if it's a popular song or something, if it's a more obscure song, like it doesn't seem to do anything. But so like I don't know if that's true because I had one. And when I say viral, I mean it had like 14,000 views, which is more than that. I don't know. But, you know, it's a lot. But then I had one where I was like, I'm going to put my makeup on in speed, like time lapse. And I got 69,000 in a day. I'm like, why are so many people watching me put makeup on my face? I don't get it. I wouldn't watch this.
I don't understand it. I don't.
No.
I don't. I'm currently in an active fight with the Instagram algorithm.
You know, always. But there is that little bright light at the end of the tunnel. Where supposedly, fingers crossed, the Instagram CEO said they're going to be switching back to a chronological feed of sorts in the new year. So 2022 might bring us a chronological feed, and I could cry from happiness.
Yeah, I'll be excited about that. Though, I remember when you texted me about it, my immediate response was, oh, okay, so that means we have to start posting multiple times a day again. Yet to be seen.
Well, it might work out, though. I don't know, because so what it is it's supposed to be a version of it. It's not automatically chronological, but there's like when you log or when you open up your app, it opens up your feed and then there's going to be like a button that you tap to sort it chronologically.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, some people will do that. Some people won't. I don't know. I won't really care.
Yeah.
I guess I should say, like, I don't know. I feel like I've unfollowed so many people that I really now I only see what I want to see.
Yeah.
Because of the algorithm. So
yeah.
We'll see how that changes. But anyways, tangent number one of 2022.
And you're not going to catch me going back to posting multiple times a day. I'm not.
No. No.
I refuse.
So let's talk about the other change. We rebranded.
That's right. I was like, what other change was there?
We did a rebrand. We had some new pictures taken with our sweet friend Meryl. We gave the website a new look. There will be a new look.
Yep.
When this comes out.
Yeah.
You know, we revamped some stuff. It's been, what did we say? This is the fourth season?
Yes.
Yeah. So it was time.
Yep.
It was time to give it a new look. The inspiration was pastel disco. I took it from a image that I found on Pinterest and then just kind of went from there. But, you know, I think that a new year with a new look, new baby, new job, new companies, like, why the fuck not? Let's do it all new.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. I mean, I rebranded Tailored this year. Source is getting a new website.
Nice.
So, you know, I don't know if there's something in the water or, I mean, the common thread between all of these things is what every one of these brands is in the 3 to 5 year age range.
Yep.
Which I think is a good, like objectively is just a good period of time to think about overhauling.
Yeah.
How you're, you know, putting your brand out there on the internet. So, because, you know, we all build our brands around what's cool at the time.
Totally.
And I definitely see where brands are going for 2022, 2023. It's like so painfully obvious.
Yeah.
But that's not what you're going to get with Pretty Okay.
No.
Fuck no.
I like where we landed with it. I tried not to be too trendy with it.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, you know? It's like, I wanted it to be something that we like and something that we will like for a while. You know, that's easier said than done with branding, but we'll see. I also did all of it, you know, like in the middle of the night. So who knows? I could change it all up again in a year.
Because you're like, well, I'm here and I'm awake.
Yeah. I made myself a new website this year.
Yes, you did.
HeySamanthaWelker.com. It's like, you know, why not? Let's just do all these things right now.
Yep.
What a time to be alive.
Though, in contradiction to, hey, why not? That kind of attitude. I feel like my personal North Star for 2022 is going to be reminding myself to simplify and refine.
How are you going to do that when... Sorry, I don't mean to sound...
No. These are all fair questions. This is a legit question.
Fair questions. How are you going to do that now that you're taking on more source stuff? Just out of... I'm legit curious.
Yes. So, since I am actively... Well, I'm not in the thick of rebuilding the website, but I have started. I am really wanting to simplify not just our product that we're selling, but the message around it. And also, you know, the reality is that, and I've always known this, but sometimes you just kind of have to go a little bit harder at the start to build your base before you can start taking your foot off the gas pedal. Is that I don't need to, for example, blog twice a month for Sourced.
Right.
It doesn't need to happen. We've got a good base of content that, you know, answers the basic questions that our customers have. So, cool. Check. Done and done. Now I can cut my workload in that space in half.
I see.
And because we're making changes to the business model, we are no longer offering monthly subscriptions, which also means we're no longer releasing content on a monthly basis.
Okay.
Which means Taylor doesn't have to spend like many days of her life every month doing all the prep for a release.
Got it.
So that in and of itself is a huge time saver.
Okay.
So I'm looking at all of these changes that we're making and using that as my guardrails to say, what do we really have to do as a team, because there are fewer man hours to be invested. So what's going to get scaled back on? What do we need to double down on? Or where do we just need to maintain what we're doing? So, I mean, honestly, in the end, I am going to be saving a shit ton of time, even though I'm going to be responsible for more.
Got it. Streamlining that shit.
Streamlining it. I mean, literally, like, there's like, I'm going in with a machete first and just like chopping through the jungle. Just
here for it.
I'm going to be.
What a metaphor for 2022.
Yes. Just chopping it all down. And then at some point I'll come back in with a scalpel and be a little bit more precise with what gets changed from there. But it is possible to have more responsibility and ownership of something, but not have it eat up as much of your time.
I think everybody listening
should try to do
that. Absorb that deep in your soul.
Yeah.
That hurt me.
Yeah. I mean, because it is, it's, you know, I have lots of these days where I'm working on stuff and it's not going fast enough because I'm an impatient person. And I feel like I should just do more. Doing more will make it go faster. And that's really not the reality.
Right.
So that is part of, you know, what's wrapped into this simplify, refine mantra that I'm going to be just having on repeat.
I like it.
For definitely at least the first half of the year.
Yeah, because then the second half might be a...
The second half might be launching a new business.
Yeah.
In which case, all hell breaks loose. Right. And all of my mantras go flying out the window.
But at least you'll have had a calm first half of the year. And everything will be nice and streamlined that way. How's that?
Yep, yep.
Set yourself up for success.
Yep. I mean, it'll be fun. I'll take everyone on the ride.
Yeah.
As everything transpires.
I can't wait. Take me on that journey, Taylor.
Take it. I was like, is there some sort of song I could sing? No, there's not. So I was just going to.
Again, copyright. Stop trying to get us taken down. I mean, my mantra for the next year is just to stay awake. Like,
legit.
Those are my goals at the moment. I feel like I'm treading through like sludge sometimes. Did you like my dinosaur hands?
Yes.
That I wish everybody could have seen that.
Yes.
You know, but it's a season that I'm in at this point in time. It feels very long, but I know that it's going to be short. And I think mine is very similar to yours, which ties into this career change of simplifying and keep taking some of the pressure off of myself, mm-hmm. you know? And honestly, it's a little bit of a mind fuck in a way where it's like, wait, am I a failure for joining someone else's company? But no, I'm just kind of reprioritizing. I'm still valuable and I'm still, you know, bringing a lot to the table, mm-hmm. even if it's not something that's mine. And that was something I had to kind of wrestle with a little bit. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be better for me for now to do that.
Yep. Yep. You know, it's interesting that you said that because... none of you guys know this, but Samantha and I just recently had a client together that we did some business consulting with, and she talked about there being an option for her. She's self-employed now and has had a very successful business for like almost 15 years, something mm-hmm. like that, somewhere in the 10 to 15 year range. So, you know, like a seasoned business owner.
Yeah.
And she told us that she has an opportunity to be someone's employee. Mm-hmm. And when she said it with hesitation and like shame,
yeah.
like legit shame. And I remember after she finished, we were on a video call. So I looked at her and I said, so I definitely caught a lot of like pause in your tone. Mm-hmm. And I reminded her that making a decision to go back to the quote unquote corporate world and be someone's employee is in no way, shape, or form a failure.
Right.
It's a choice that everyone has and can make. And if it's the right choice for, you know, this particular moment in time, there's nothing wrong with it. There's no failure involved.
Yeah.
You're just doing what's best for you.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a sentiment that a lot of people who are entrepreneurial feel.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, when you own your own business and you do kind of take a step back and go, okay, I kind of just want somebody to hand me a paycheck right now, you know, which is fine. Like, that's fine in itself. But there's also a lot of new things that you can now bring to the table after having all of this experience running your own business. I think it makes you so much more valuable to these companies. You know, the reason I picked this job with Solly Baby, because I did, you know, I had a few irons in the fire that I was looking at and talking to. With Solly Baby, it was like, okay, I really like the team, right? I like that where they're all at seasonally in their lives is very similar to where I am. There's so much autonomy. Like, and that was my big thing. I was like, I want to come work and I want you to leave me alone and then pay me. And that's hard to find, mm-hmm. honestly, you know, if you are going into the quote unquote corporate world. But that's very much what it is here, where it's like, okay, we know that you're good at your shit, so do your shit and
yep.
come to us if you need us. And that's kind of what I'm doing. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. I think I'm excited to see what you and I can do this year with like more of our business therapy mm-hmm. stuff. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
Business yeah. therapy.
Business therapy.
Yeah. And obviously like the podcast, like that stuff isn't going away.
Nope.
The background stuff is just changing. Yes. The day-to-day, the how we pay for the internet to record the podcast is changing.
Yes. Yes, that's a perfect way of saying it. How we pay our internet subscriptions.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
So
this year for the podcast, I think one of the things we had talked about was definitely getting more guests on.
Yep.
You know, COVID providing. Because that was the thing for a while was we weren't having, you and I didn't really ever have guests together because we started the podcast, kind of got going together, and then COVID hit.
Yep.
And then we were doing them from afar. We're back. Then I had a baby.
The ebbs and flows.
We want to start having some more guests on the podcast. You know, we have obviously all of the things to dive into and talk about. You and I will never run out of things to talk about.
No.
So, I mean, it's a new look. But really, same old shit.
I mean, I think that over the last, you know, year and a half, we've done a really good job of talking about business basics and how to. So, you know, if all of you would be excited about it, I think kind of going to that 201 level in the topics would be nice.
That intermediate.
Yep. I mean, we won't talk about pro formas.
We will Or pro formas.
Or pro formas. Oh, the pro forma. Everyone's gonna go out and like talk to people about, oh, I was listening to this Pretty Okay podcast episode. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, I really should work on my pro forma.
Yep.
Please don't do that, guys.
Do it.
Bad influences. But no, I think it would be great for us to, you know, support everyone as they're growing with kind of the next level stuff that you should really be thinking about after, you know, the basics of your business machine are well-oiled.
Yeah. So let's talk, before we kind of wrap things up, just talk about business owners. It's January. We're still in a fucking pandemic. It's like, what are we going into? Year five? Feels like.
I mean, half of Sourced's, like, time as a business has been during COVID.
That's insane.
It, like, I had that revelation this summer, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's crazy. So, you know, it's still happening, especially like people in the wedding industry. Luckily, they have been opening back up and getting back into business. But, you know,
I feel like we're going to all get shut down again. I know,
it kind of feels that way. But like, man, that industry was hit so hard. Obviously, a lot of industries were, but the wedding industry especially was just annihilated for that period of time. But do you have a QuickBooks water bottle?
I do. And this is officially the second time you've asked me about it on an episode.
I don't remember the first time. Are you sure that was me?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm going to have to go and find the episode now. I got it at, it was in the swag bag at Create Cultivate when I went years ago.
Did I stop mid-sentence?
Yes, you did. It's the same. It's the exact same situation.
That's hilarious.
Yes. Guys, I have a QuickBooks. Apparently, we're going to have to story this. I mean, it's clearly very old at this point, but it's
a Swell bottle, isn't it?
I think it's a Swell knockoff, but it's cool and it's copper. And I was like, fuck, QuickBooks, like, good on you for creating swag that I actually want to carry around.
Yeah. Way to go, QuickBooks.
So,
you know, it's the new year. What would you tell business owners to be focusing on right now in January, given everything that's currently going on?
I mean, you guys have heard me say this so many times, but your plans and strategies, like, I mean, it's what I am focusing my free time on right now. Like, what's my pricing strategy for my consulting services? What's my marketing strategy for that? SourceCo needs a whole overhaul on its marketing strategy because, like, we're just changing all sorts of, we're changing all sorts of things. And really, this time of the year, because it tends to be, for a lot of folks, quieter in general.
Totally.
Is a great time to do the CEO level thinking that you need to do for your business. So whether you need to do that CEO level thinking about your finances or your services or how you're going to secure customers, how you're going to operate your business as an entity, now is the time to do it. Because as soon as things start to ramp back up, it's never going to fucking happen.
Right. Right. I highly suggest going and getting like a cabin in the woods or a hotel room. Just removing yourself from the day-to-day surroundings and like dedicating like just 2 days to like cranking that shit out.
Yep.
I know our friend Natalie does that, mm-hmm. and I just think it's so smart. Like, she just goes to a cabin and just like goes balls to the walls with her goals for the year. And I think that, you know, having that change of scenery is very helpful, and it yep. gets you in a different mindset, you know? So if you can, I think that's a great thing to do in January, since everything is slower, you know, it's after the holiday madness has calmed down. Put that time in for it if you yeah. can.
Yeah. And I'm sure that anyone who owns a business and also has small children would more than appreciate a night away
please.
From the small people.
Can I please go to a hotel by myself? That's all I want.
Yes.
I told Steven, as soon as I'm done breastfeeding, that's what I'm going to do. I'm like, I will be spending like a week at a hotel by myself. Thank you very much. Please don't contact me. I'll contact you.
So that's what everyone should do.
I like it.
Yeah. CEO level thinking.
If you need to, go back and listen to old episodes.
Yep.
If you need some inspiration. We pretty much have one for almost anything you need. Goals. Basic how to launch a business. If you need to really start from the ground up and remind yourself of some stuff. Marketing. We got it all.
Yep.
So that's kind of it from us for the past 6 months. That's what we've been doing. That's what we're going to do. I'm excited for 2022, I guess.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
It's like I always, you know, I've never put much stock in New Year's, like the whole like New Year's resolution, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, it's just Q1 starting over again.
Yep.
But I think for you and I, because of how many changes we have going on and have had in the past 6 months, like it's going to be an interesting year, and it's a brand new year for the podcast.
Hey.
With a bitchin' new look. I should have Steven do a new song.
Did he record that song?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How did I not know that?
Oh, yeah. I told him, I was like, I want you to do something that's like if Dolly Parton had a podcast.
Yeah.
And that's what he did.
Okay. Mind blown. How did I not know that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah. No, my husband can do anything musically. He plays every single instrument. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
He's
got his master's in classical saxophone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah. He's nuts.
Then there's Brett, who owns two guitars, never plays them, but we watched A Star Is Born, and I think he wanted to be Bradley Cooper. So he played for like
three weeks
after we watched that movie.
Wait, did he buy them after you watched
it? No, he already owned them. They're like dusty as fuck. And I'm always like, do we really need to have these instruments in the house? Because we've been together for 12 years and I think I've seen you play them 3 times. It's that kind of situation. So, but it was cute. Aww. It was cute while it lasted. But he's
so
really
cute.
He knows like a song.
Which one is it?
I don't even remember.
Oh, okay.
Don't even remember because I wasn't that impressed.
Is it Wonderwall? It's always Wonderwall.
It definitely wasn't Wonderwall. He's older, so it was probably like some Led Zeppelin or something like that.
Say some Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's got some Pink Floyd snuck up his sleeve somewhere, but I would much prefer that his musical skills were more like Steven's.
Yeah, I mean, he's a talented dude. That's cool. That is for sure. So, yeah, maybe I'll have him do a new song. Who knows?
Who knows?
He's got time, right?
We've all got time.
So, well, I'm excited for this year for the podcast and to see your face every other week again.
Yes.
That's my favorite part, personally.
Yes.
So, well, then we'll be back in a couple weeks. Have a good week.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye.